In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Well, we all know and understand that our salvation is based on faith in Christ. And the evidence of that faith is seen in our lives and in our actions. Now, in this gospel today, for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, we see an example of what that faith is like. And we find it in an unlikely place, a Roman centurion. Now, a good soldier responds to the words of his commander so that what is commanded is carried out. And the centurion knew this. He did it himself. What he was commanded, he did. What he commands was done. And a Roman centurion commanded 100 men in a Roman legion. At Capernaum, this Roman centurion attains from Jesus the healing of one of his servants who is sick as an answer to his act of faith. And the gospel concludes with Jesus' words to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And that servant was healed immediately at that point. This centurion understood authority. He had a faith in the authority of God over life itself. And this centurion is a Roman, not one of the children of Israel. And when Jesus encounters him, he doesn't ask him about his intellectual beliefs, about his matters of spirituality. Nor does Jesus put him to any kind of test. Yet it is in the centurion, not a Jew, that Jesus finds the sort of faith that he looks for in all of us. Now there are two places in the Gospels that's recorded where Jesus marveled. One was negative and one was positive. The first is recorded in Mark as he marveled at the unbelief and rejection of the Jews in his own hometown, Nazareth. The second time is recorded here in Matthew, where he marvels at the belief of this Gentile, who's not even a Jew. Jesus states in Matthew 8, verse 10, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." So what goes to make up the centurion's living and saving faith? It was not just performing religious rites or carrying out legal precepts, as the Pharisees often did. It was what was in his heart. It was the faith that resided there. And it is based on profound humility, as we learn, as we hear about this event. When Jesus enters Capernaum, the centurion came to Jesus to tell Jesus about his servant who is ill. So first of all, here's a Roman centurion coming not on behalf of himself, not on behalf of a family member, but on behalf of one of his servants in humility. A lowly servant that many would just treat as an object. But here, out of love for one of his servants, he comes and asks Jesus to heal him. And Jesus responds that he will come and heal his servant. And this is when the humility of the centurion becomes even more evident. He says, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come." Though this man commanded a fighting unit of 100 men, a man who's used to issuing orders, he does not even ask the Lord to come to his own home. Secondly, the centurion's response is the belief that God's word can affect everyday life. He said, just speak the word. The word of the Lord is not only received here with great respect and humility and faith, But he's desired and sought as a source of power that could not only affect his own life, but those around him, his servant. Thirdly, the centurion's faith is based on authority. Authority of God's word over all things. You know, it was his predisposition himself to obedience. I command soldiers, and they do what I tell them. He gives the orders, they're carried out. He thus finds it natural, Jesus, the ultimate commander, could sure command, and what he says would be done. And although the centurion has authority over men, he understands that only Jesus has authority over disease and life itself. And the centurion awaits Jesus' command. He fully expects that whatever Jesus decides to do, it will be done. There's no doubt about that in his mind. This then is the centurion's faith, the faith that Jesus praises. What's interesting, particularly as he says that to Christ himself, you don't even need to come to my house. Just speak the word and it will be done. I mean, think about that. He's saying you don't need to come touch my servant. You don't need to come and do anything there. Here at this distance from my house, you just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Because he knew the authority that Jesus had. And this is the sort of faith that Jesus looks for us, in us. A confidence that we place ourselves into God's hands. And the word of God acts in our lives. Now, this type of faith doesn't exclude our religious learning or liturgical practices. Because these things bring us closer to God. However, a faith that relies only on just learning, only on doing things, becomes more of a dead faith. Faith in knowledge or faith in going through the religious motions and hearing to practices by itself is not the essence of faith. And this is what the Pharisees and scribes fell into. Faith must be centered on the source of these things, God himself. Then with that faith, we've got the foundation that we add the learning. We add the things that we do to strengthen that faith. And we also have to totally submit our will to God's. Not just a way to get what we want, but to really submit ourselves to our Creator and God. This living faith of the centurion, a man himself under authority, who understood not only his authority, but placing himself under the authority of his commanders, implies his submission of will to another. And he came that day submitting his will unto the Lord. Even the Lord himself said, "Not my will, but your will be done," as Jesus himself later prays unto his Father. And as soon as the centurion put his request to our Lord, he placed himself under God's authority, and as a soldier, he knew what it meant to be an authority of another, and he knew that what Jesus commanded would be carried out. So let us learn of just this amazing faith of the centurion. A faith that started with humility. I mean, one who was coming to ask for healing of his servant. You can see his heart right there. A faith that expected God's word to affect not just himself, but those around him. And a faith that believed in God's authority over everything. We too are to be a man or woman under authority, the authority of our merciful God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.